Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz on the street, on the air. We're coming to you live from the Sandton Convention Center, where day one of the B20 meeting is taking place. Gugule Tumfupi was with us on the show after a solid day of hosting. If you have any questions for our guests that are coming up, or you have any feedback that you'd like to share with us on the show, you can WhatsApp us 063-688-0959. You can tweet us at Kaya On Air is our handle, and our phone line is 086-000-0959. Now, consumer inflation moved a little bit higher to 3.6% in October. Let's speak to Patrick Kelly, the Chief Director for Price Statistics at Statistics South Africa, in just a moment. If you have any questions for him about, you know, that inflation figure, what does it mean? You'll have heard the announcement, I think it was earlier on this week, saying that the Reserve Bank Governor, together with the Finance Minister, have decided that the inflation rate should be at about 3%. But let's speak to Patrick Kelly now. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just talk to us about what that 3.6% in October consumer inflation figure means.
Well, what it means is that over the last year, on average, prices of goods and services that households typically buy went up by 3.6%. If we compare that to where we've been in September, we were at 3.4%. So it is slightly up from the previous month. Mm-hmm. But obviously, this is one aggregate figure that, you know, doesn't really tell us a lot about the specific conditions and experiences that consumers have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we could look at a couple of specific factors. I think the one that's obviously on people's minds all the time is food inflation. Mm-hmm. And here it's quite positive, I think, is that we've dropped to 3.9% in October from 4.5% in September. So it's a fairly significant slowdown. Mm-hmm. On food inflation. So, you know, that's quite useful. But even, you know, I think what's interesting about this is one can delve deeper and deeper. So if we delve deeper into food, we can see, for example, that meat inflation is high, but is actually slowing down. So it's at 11.4%, which obviously compared to overall inflation is quite high, but mm-hmm. it's down from its highest levels, you know, which were kind of around 15. But we still see some meat, particularly beef, and this has been the story for a number of months. Beef prices are a lot higher. You know, we see string beef at almost 31% up year on year. Mm-hmm. So there's good and bad.
Patrick, can you just give us insight into what factors contribute to consumer inflation? How do we arrive at the 3.6% figure in October or the 3.4% figure in September?
So we have a list of a bit over 200 different goods and services that households typically buy. Mm-hmm. We decide on the specific items based on a big survey that Statista does of household spending. So we've got those. They're broken down into 13 different categories. So we're covering everything from food to motor vehicles and public transport, insurance, education, housing, the works. And we then allocate what we call a weight to each of the 200 items. Mm-hmm. So the weight really tells us what is the relative importance of each of these items in calculating the overall inflation rate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just in kind of aggregate, if we were to look at food has a weight of 18% overall. You know, so that's a fairly significant one. Housing, 24%. But then some of the smaller items, for example, if we took recreation, is just under 3%. So you could have very big increases in recreation, but they won't have that much impact on the overall rates of inflation.
Mm-hmm. One thing that we think about quite a lot in South Africa and that affects most of us is transport. We know that when people earn a little bit less, often sometimes 50% or more than 50% of their wages are spent on transport. We've seen deflation for over a year, and transport category now seems like it's turned positive. Can you just talk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So you're right. And the transport category is very much influenced by the fuel price. And so we have seen deflation in fuel for quite a number of months. Deflation basically means that we're paying less now than we were a year ago. But this has just turned around. So fuel inflation is now to 3.3% increase year on year. So that's from October last year to now. You know, in particular, we saw petrol increasing in October. The other factors that we do look at in transport would be public transport. Public transport is actually still in deflationary territory. So public transport's at a negative 2.8%. And then there's, for example, purchase of motor vehicles is also a fairly significant one. That's at a fairly low rate of 1.2% year on year.
Mm-hmm. Patrick, is the inflation rate or the rate driven in different segments by different things? I imagine that it is. So perhaps people who are earning a little bit less experience pressures differently to people who are the higher earners. So provincial and expenditure band data giving us insights into how people are seeing those pressures.
Yeah, that's very true. So generally speaking, the poorer sections of the society spend proportionately more on food, you know, perhaps less on something like insurance. Even transport is not a very big contributor, even though you mentioned 50%. That's not the kind of numbers that we work on. I don't have the exact one to hand, but typically you see the middle income people spending more on transport. Those are probably people that are employed and that, you know, need to use transport every day to go to work. And then the higher income groups, they certainly have a much smaller proportion on basics such as food, and then they would have higher expenditure on, well, definitely on durables. So let's say on you know, motor vehicles, petrol would be fairly high for them, but then also on some of the services like insurance or education and the like.
When it comes to the spend on, let's say, non-essential items, I'm thinking books. I think it was 59.4% inflation rate for top-selling books, and then sporting eventing, there's a decline there. When you're looking at those figures, you're getting a sense of what's happening in the South African economy and what's happening with people's habits and spending. Can you give us more insight into that?
I mean, certainly in the recreation, as you've said, there's some products there that have increased quite significantly. You've mentioned books, movie tickets up by about 16%, gym fees 10.5%. So these are really big year-on-year increases. And, you know, look, I think that certainly the these are discretionary spends. So I guess that one could reflect that people that are providing these services, those the service providers and companies, do see opportunity to increase their prices to their customers. And I guess they calculated that the disposable income is there to fund those purchases. So that, you know, that I wouldn't want to speculate too much on what it says about the economy. You know, certainly, there's certainly quite significant increases there, and those probably are a little bit more discretionary than, let's say, your basic foodstuffs, where a lot of the price changes are typically driven by what's been happening in the weather, for example, and how the crop yields were. You know, have there been good harvests or not? Or, you know, and with beef, it's foot and mouth disease. So those are pretty much things that probably the producers don't have a lot of control over, whereas your recreational services, certainly there's more discretion.
When we're speaking about inflation, often, you know, we're speaking about the challenging, the prices going up, the challenges that people have in affording certain things. But there's also some, you know, some kind of good news or things costing a little bit less. Whole chicken, for instance, and bacon, much cheaper now than maybe a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. So you do see a mix of these things. And as you say, even within the meat category, even though we have those large increases on the beef
yes.
side. You know, chicken has been much more moderate. And it's, yeah, bacon, very important in my diet.
Yes, same.
And, you know, so yes, that's, you know, we recorded a decline in the price there over the past year. I think other areas where we've seen decreases, for example, is in the dairy products category. So here we've been in negative territory for some time. We were at negative 1.5% in October. And there we've seen quite broad-based declines in prices, including eggs and most of the milk varieties as well.
Okay. Patrick Kelly, Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, just taking us through consumer inflation and really getting into the figures around what's costing more, what's costing less, and why. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Have a good night.
All right. You're listening to Kaya Biz. We are barreling towards the end of the show. At the top of the hour, Pamela Modena is going to be with you for Point of View. For now, you and I are together. You can tweet us at Kaya on Air is our handle. You can also send us a WhatsApp 063-688-0959. In just a moment, we'll be back and we'll be talking about transformation, black economic empowerment. You know, it's been in the headlines. If you're in Johannesburg, you might have seen a billboard, might have seen the controversy. Share your views with us on that. 30 years into democracy now, hey? Over 30 years into democracy. What are your views about growing the economy using black economic empowerment and transformation? Dr. Ntabiseng Moleko is the chair of the National Empowerment Fund, and she will be with us in just a moment. Do stay with us on Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.